This is WNKX. I'm Erica, and today my guest is County Commissioner Keith Nash. So, Keith, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and who you represent?
Sure, thank you. First of all, thanks for letting me come in here and explain to the folks our situation that we have out there in the 4th District. I am a county commissioner, represent the 4th District, have for over 16 years. And my family's been many generations here in Hickman County, and we are proud to call it home.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask that. So you do live in Hickman counties.
Absolutely.
That's nice to have a representative that actually lives in the district.
Well, I live here, have lived here all of my adult life. And my family's, again, many, many generations here. Both my grandparents were school teachers here in the Hickman County school system, and this is home.
All right, awesome. So you represent District 4 you represent, which happens to be what's directly affected by, or would be directly affected by, having a water plant on Lick Creek. Is that correct?
That's correct. The two areas in the county that are going to be mostly affected by this proposed operation is where the effluent, which is the waste stream, will be transmitted into Lick Creek, which is not in the 4th District, but the physical plant that they would want to construct to treat the raw sewage is in the middle of the 4th District, which is what I represent.
Okay, and so what are some of the concerns that you have heard from the people you represent?
Well, you have a lot of different concerns. It's varied. The majority of the people, just from first blush, go, why should we be willing to accept a waste treatment facility in our district that really does not serve our district? It's going to be taking in that waste stream from adjacent counties, Williamson County and Dixon County, being treated here, and then the effluent put into a creek in our county. The benefit of that infrastructure is not readily apparent, and it's certainly something that most people cannot connect the dots on how that's going to help their way of life and their lifestyle.
Okay, yeah, so about their way of life and lifestyle, maybe not the citizens that are directly affected by the plant, but what is the local objections of people that you've heard?
Well, you still have some of that. You have some folks that are concerned about the type of growth that we're going to have in the area. Progress is all in the eye of the beholder. Growth is something that's going to happen. Change is going to happen. That's just the nature of life. And so when you look at, and people look at the district, the area that they live in, there in the northeast corner of Hickman County, they have an opportunity to see two types of growth. One of them is residential growth, homes on acre lots, which is what we do now. And then they also have the opportunity, because they travel into Dixon, they travel into some portions of Williamson County, and they are able to see that high density residential growth where people are living shoulder to shoulder, and they see all of that. They see the traffic that occurs from that. They see the problems with their neighbors in regards to schooling and all the other infrastructure issues that have to be addressed when you have such an influx of people coming into your community. And when they see that type of growth, that's something that's really not appealing to these people who have, many of which have just recently moved into East Hickman County, as they have left Williamson and these other communities because of the high density growth. And then they're turning around saying, I've landed here in this beautiful place, and suddenly everything that I've left is following behind me. And so that brings tremendous amount of concern to them, as well as the people who've been here forever. Beyond that, it is a real concern for me as an elected official in the county. And that is that this entire process is being dictated and determined by two mayors and an unelected board. Both of those mayors' authority ends at the county line. There's a sign on Highway 46. And if you're going south, it says Hickman County. And if you're going north, it says Dixon County. And that's the county line. These two mayors, that their authority stops. No matter what they want, it stops right there at that county line. The board of the Water Authority has no ability to make a decision, no regulation, no authority from the state, and or the okay from the county for them to make decisions for what's going on in Hickman County. And so one of the most prevailing questions is, how in the world did we ever get this far with somebody who has no authority to act, yet they are just forcing their will on a group of people without asking any questions, without trying to roll out a plan. Here's the benefits for us regionally. You know, they had a meeting that was rather hastily called a couple of weeks ago, and the two mayors from Dixon County, they had that meeting held in Dixon, and they wanted to dub that meeting as a meeting that was discussed a regional problem, and they were looking for a regional solution. That sounds like a great lofty goal, and it is, and we should all be cooperating with one another. The problem is neither one of those mayors contacted an elected official, either the mayor of Hickman County or myself as the chairman of the legislative body here in Hickman County, to say, hey, guys, come here. We have a regional problem. We want a regional solution. What they wanted to roll out is a regional problem, and they were the ones who were going to dictate the solution, as opposed to trying to get that broader input from everyone. And really, this entire project that has been going on for years behind the scenes is the culmination of those type of bad decisions, where you had people who had no authority to be acting in Hickman County, acting as if they had complete authority, complete oversight, and they could just do anything they want to at any time. I do not believe that the people of the 4th District, or really the people of Hickman County broadly, but certainly the northeast corner of the county, are opposed to growth. We're seeing growth every single day. I mean, we have property that's changed hands. We have new homes. We have lots of large farms that are now mini farms that are now residential homes. And almost without exception, they have been a blessing. They have acclimated themselves to the community. And we have new neighbors. And it's really neat. They have all added something to the fabric of the community. What concerns us is the unchecked growth that's not planned for. And so when the Water Authority of Dixon County and those two mayors of Dixon County, they were planning something for themselves without regard to the impact that it was going to have on this community. And that impact, and we've seen it, because again, we get to go to Burns and to White Bluff and see that elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder construction that they have been advocating for years. We see that and we go, that's just not us. That's not, you're changing the fabric of the community in a fashion that's something that we're not comfortable with. And so that's where I think that is an issue. But the other part of this that should concern all of us, the same two mayors and this same Water Authority Board that has promoted growth in Dixon County without boundaries. They have promoted growth. Come here, do this. Their strategy, and it's absolutely 100% their right to go pursue that. And they have done that with a reckless abandonment. And the product of that is they have constrained and overwhelmed their own infrastructure to the point where they've gotten themselves into a box. And instead of trying to remedy their problem on their side of the line, they have decided to come down here into Hickman County and not just remedy their problem, but bring with them some of those problems that we're sitting there going, time out, guys. You know, we didn't have a say in any of this.
Yeah.
And that is a real concern for all of us.
You know, change is inevitable, but there is a place for all of us in the future. Mm-hmm. And if that's not having a Walgreens and a Starbucks at every corner, that's fine. Hearing that you guys understand that change is inevitable and it's going to happen, growth is going to happen, and I can respect that. And I can respect you listening to your constituents and the people you represent. So I do appreciate that.
To me, when we talk about, you know, we look at this whole situation from 30,000 feet, I sit there and say, heck yeah, I'm against that. I'm a Tennessean. This is who we are. We believe in fighting back against bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's precisely what these guys are in Dixon, is a bunch of bullies who think they can just push themselves in a very aggressive manner on people who they thought were going to roll over. And we are not compliant, and we're not just going to give up. We're going to fight back. Now, that does not mean that we can't cooperate, but the cooperation is something that has been way overlooked in any of this, that there seems to be no desire on the part of those folks to cooperate in this. They just want what they want.
That'll conclude our interview today. Thank you, Keith, and thank you for listening to WNKX.